Hello?
Hello.
Hi, ma'am. Sorry to interrupt. My name is Matthew. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I want to ask for a donation. To begin, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
That would be my husband.
Is he available at the moment?
Sure. Hold on just a second.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, sir. Sorry to interrupt you. My name is Matthew. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. To begin, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
Since 1978.
So we're talking about 41 plus years?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Stonemason, cement mason, bricklayer, tire or marble finisher, marble mason, mason helper or finisher, PCC / restoration, refactory bricklayer, tile setter, or terrazzo mechanic or finisher?
Refractory is what I've worked for the last probably 20 years.
Thank you. On the last job that you worked on, were you a improver, finisher or helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, or foreman?
The last one I worked on would have been just a journeyman, but over the years I've been foreman a lot. I just kind of got back down a little bit and just journeyman work.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
I'm in the beginning stages of retirement here, but I'm still in the trade and will work some, yes.
Okay. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
How many weeks have I been unemployed? Well, if I'd wanted to work, I could have.
Mm-hmm.
I've never drawn any unemployment, but if I'd have wanted to work, I could have, but that goes back a long ways to knowing a lot of people and, you know, making phone calls.
Okay. So would you say zero or?
I don't know, 5%.
1 to 4 weeks or 5 to 12 weeks?
Oh, 1 to 4 weeks. It don't matter, man. I could have worked if I'd have wanted to.
Understood, sir.
I didn't draw any state unemployment, so, you know.
Thank you.
Getting old and trying to slow down.
Everybody called on me
for too many years.
Okay. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
Nope.
No. Thank you. Yes or no?
That is something I would like to add if you can put notes in there.
Okay.
Out of the 40 years that I've worked, and this probably won't help a pension situation, I have only worked 2 weeks in a non-union, and that was years and years and years ago.
2 weeks as a non-union. Got it.
There's so many of these guys straddling the fence now that, you know, nothing's ever done.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Okay. And let's move forward here. I appreciate that, sir. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No. Let me ask you a question. What did you put down that I just told you on that last question?
That you were a non-union for 2 weeks, but that was many, many years ago. And
mark that off. If that's all you're going to put about it,
No.
They'll use that against me. Yes, they will when the pension comes up.
All right, so let me take that off.
The first thing they'll do is say, you told us this in this record, in this survey, and they'll nail me for that, and I'll end up losing pension over it.
Oh, I don't want that to happen. Sorry to hear that.
Because I know what's in that rule book about the international pension plan that's about, it's probably 100 pages or more.
Okay. Thank you. I'm just going to erase everything and just stick to your opinion of the question.
Because these surveys can come back to haunt you. You want to be truthful, but you can't sometimes.
Understood, sir, and I respect that. Thank you. Let's go ahead and move forward here. I erased everything. Now, thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there was the last time, this time last year?
Well, the housing market, if you're into the masonry end of it or the residential work, some commercial on school buildings, yeah, they're not doing very much of that here. It's all slowing down because the economy is slowing down.
Gotcha.
But I always, for years, I traveled and went to the shutdowns or wherever I could find refractory work at. I just traveled. I mean, so I haven't worked local here. To tell you the truth, all of the local refractory work here, except for one contractor that I worked for, is all non-union now.
Oh, okay.
And they won't even talk about hiring us.
Okay. Thank you so much.
And they have took 99% of the work out of the plant that's your local, that I worked for years. Or worked in for years, I will say that. As a contractor.
Thank you so much. Okay, yeah. Thank you. Let's move forward here. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union project in your community?
Far as the plant, and I can only speak for the plant because, to be honest with you, I don't know in the red brick or commercial, like school buildings, that type thing. I don't know if there's any of those guys left that's even following the union anymore, which I never worked for those anyway. But far as the plants, no, there's not enough because if you go in to do a union job, you can't man it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
With travelers. Now this is travelers. Everything I'm talking is refractory travelers.
Gotcha. Thank you. So let's move forward here. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
I've only worked for a local contractor that I was the only bricklayer on the job. Actually, I think there were two. The other guy that runs the company, he's in the union too. So they would have been two masons on the job.
Okay, so that would be a no, right?
Oh.
For a steward.
Oh, no. We, you know.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
In fact, most of the jobs I went on, it wasn't big enough for a steward.
Okay.
I mean, nobody ever got appointed.
Okay, thank you so much. And the next question, yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
No. Next one, thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily privately through the federal government, through your state or local government, or you do not know?
Now, when you say funding, meaning this agreement that I hear they've got in other states, or elaborate a little bit on that.
Just in general.
Are you saying that the state or federal would have actually paid for this job or created this job?
Yeah, was it privately? Privately,
this was private owned plants.
Oh, okay.
That got no money from the state or government.
Thank you. Moving forward here, thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the upcoming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
I think there'll be more because things are changing rapidly right now, and it's not good. A lot of times in our industry, when we travel for refractory, if they got a downturn, that meant we would work more, but it was for one reason. They wanted to rebuild their furnaces and their refractory liners while the economy was down. That happened several times over the years. Yeah.
Thank you so much. And now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
I think we're on a downturn. I'm hoping it'll stay the same.
Okay. Stay about the same. Got you. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat/cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust/air quality, or there's really no safety concerns to you?
Well, I can answer that with one quick answer, and it's the dust air quality. And that's always with refractory. I do know about the OSHA ruling, and I've read most of the literature that OSHA put out 4 or 5 years ago about silicosis and the silica thing.
Right.
Nobody can follow that and compete and bid in these plants and actually get a job if you're going to follow that protocol. You would have to wrap the whole unit up. It would have to have negative pressure put on it. Basically, you'd have to treat it like it's asbestos environment to comply with their rules as best I could read them. So, yes, dust would be number one. Now, all the plants I go in, we go through safety training, and, you don't get 4 feet off the ground without a harness on and that kind of thing. Now, outside in the commercial world of building schools, that's probably different, but I haven't worked in that in a lot of years. But, yeah, dust would be the number one, silicosis, that kind of thing.
Got you. I appreciate that. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
I have not. We have to drive probably 150 to 200 miles to go to a union meeting. They have sold all our union halls off in years past, and they have one meeting about every few months, and it's 100 to 200 miles away.
Okay. Thank you so much.
So, kind of difficult to go to a meeting when you got to go stay overnight and drive all day to get there.
Got you. Now, for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. The first one, union organizing?
No.
No. Political canvassing?
No.
Picketing?
No.
Thank you. Okay, now, in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
A couple of times. They show up, at the office a couple of times.
So occasionally?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from 1, you are most likely to get your news from, to the 1 you are least likely to get your news from. So please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being source that you are the most likely to get your news from. So the first one, we have friends and neighbors, cable news, radio, local TV news and programming, the internet or social media, or print or online newspaper?
Now these all are under the same ruling here. Everything you mentioned, or are they all separate?
No, they're all separate.
Okay. You're going to have to call them off again, and I'll give you a number when you call off one individual.
Okay.
How's
local local TV news programming?
Probably a four.
Okay. And the internet or social media?
I'm going to say 50 is three, middle.
Okay. Cable news?
We actually watch local news, so that wouldn't be considered CNN or any of that. No, that's a file. I don't follow them people.
Okay.
Most of that's fake anyway.
And, radio?
No, none. It's least.
Friends and neighbors?
Friends and neighbors, no. They don't know anything about what I do anyway.
Okay. Print or online newspaper? Sorry. Print or online newspapers?
No, I don't mess with the paper online either.
Okay, thank you. Perfect. Let's move forward here now. Which cable network is your preferred news source? MSNBC, Fox News, CNN, or another news channel?
Just put another because you're starting to get deep now.
Okay. Thank you. Now, which of the following issues matters most to you right now?
I know those are all affiliated with parties, and I'm not going to get on the party side here.
Got you. So which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Immigration, education, support for labor unions, healthcare, foreign policies, jobs in the economy, the environment, or something else?
I think the immigration is going to be a big problem coming up.
Thank you.
It's going to be a big one.
Okay. As you may know, BAC, or BAC, supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Okay. I explain to me that I'm thinking of the right thing. Is this the act that takes funds from the union to pay union companies to be able to compete with non-union companies? Is that the act?
It's a federal law that requires contractors and subcontractors to pay the local prevailing wages and fringe benefits to workers on public work projects.
Well, I'm not real familiar with that. I know they do it, but I don't know what they call it. TVA kind of does that here, if there is a TVA job, but it's rare that we get any of those.
So you haven't heard, read, or seen anything?
Yeah. Tell it. Just put yes.
What have you seen? Have you heard a lot? Read a lot? A little?
A little.
Got you.
Yeah.
Now, as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to the construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
Oh, I think it's very important because we need all the help we can get.
Thank you. Now,
it's getting bad out there. You can't bring any money home anymore. You make good wages, but you don't get home with any of that to go to the grocery store with. Everybody's got too many hands in it before you go to the house.
Thank you so much. And generally speaking, do you believe that Democratic Party or the Republican Party are more strongly supports the prevailing wages protections of the Davis-Bacon Act? Who supports them more, Democratic, Republicans, both?
I'm going to leave that one blank because you're getting deep again. It really is not anybody's business which party I vote for and in a survey or anything else. So I'm going to leave all the political blank.
I got you. That's not
y'all not even giving a man to go independent here the chance. You know, give somebody a sporting chance. I'm not an independent. I'm going to say that much. But leave it blank. I'm not answering that question.
Got you. As you may know,
you're not going to pick a party out of me. You can guess one out of my answers, but you're not going to pick one.
Thank you. Okay, let's move forward here. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM.
Yes, they are.
And the Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, or Stellantis?
I haven't actually known their rules and their negotiations. You know, I don't know the details on it. But I do support the workers because what I see in the plants, not necessarily the automotive plants, they are beating these people down. And in fact, locally here, the plant that I worked in for the contractor, we were union and worked when the union jobs were there.
Right.
And, the actual people in the plant were steel workers and have been for years. And then the other plant was covered by the operators, of course, operating engineers. They have beat those people down. And the reason they're getting them beat down is they're taking privileges away on their overtime and choices, seniority choices, things like that, not giving a whole lot of wages. But here's what's happening. The younger workers that's coming in and joining the union, they've got a choice whether they join or not when they walk in the door and they get hired. Most of them's not, but the ones that are, the older workers that's fighting for what they've seen that they've losing all these years, they don't have a chance. They can't vote it in. You know, they just, their contracts are getting beat to death. So yes, the workers definitely.
Okay.
The companies will take advantage of them.
Do you somewhat support them or much more support them?
Much, a lot. The workers, yes.
Okay.
I mean, they got to stand up for each other.
Okay. Thank you. Now, please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. The first one, his job as president overall. Do you approve or disapprove?
I disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Strong.
The economy. Approve or disapprove?
I don't think you can blame him for the whole deal. It's been brewing for 20 years. And it's just a consequence of a lot of money wasted by government. So I guess I got to disapprove. I mean,
somewhere strongly.
Just put somewhat. I mean, it's not his fault all the way.
Okay, how about immigration?
If they'll come in, pay their taxes, get a job like everybody else, and not send all the money out of the country that they make to bring others in, 100% for them. But none of them's going to do that because they can't afford it.
Okay, so you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I strongly disapprove immigration because they won't follow the proper path. And I don't know what this has got to do with the union and bricklaying.
No, this is a job Joe Biden has done overall over these matters. So these are just the matters I'm bringing it up. So the next one would be healthcare. How about healthcare? Do you approve?
Healthcare is better. Healthcare is better than it's ever been because the government's helping people out on it.
Okay. So someone.
I can remember the day when my dad lost his coverage when my mom had surgery and he could not get insurance because of that. So went on for years. You know, I'm 62, so I've seen a few things, and my healthcare is better than it's ever been. So due to their helping people pay it.
Okay. So healthcare, you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
I'll strongly approve having the policy. Now, it is still expensive, so these questions can be debated on and twisted around any way you guys or I want to twist them. That's why I don't like answering these questions.
Okay, thank you. And how about
that can be debated on a whole day's basis here between me and whoever, and everybody can win.
Thank you.
Okay, go ahead.
And how about foreign affairs?
I'm almost getting ready to stop this interview, but go ahead. We'll see what it comes out of it.
How about foreign affairs?
Have you looked at the news tonight? How could anybody answer that? I mean, we got a Bible war going on over right now that just started, and I can't answer that. I mean, it's up there.
Thank you. How about support for labor unions?
Support for labor, meaning as a whole, brick masons, laborers, carpenters, the whole thing.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm for that. Mm-hmm.
Do you support or I'm sorry? Do you approve or somewhat?
I approve it.
Somewhat approve it. Or strongly approve?
Strongly approve support for it. Because somebody's got to teach these young people how to do it. Or we're going to be in bad shape.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
I disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat. I'm not even going to go there.
I understand, sir. Thank you. How about, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Yes, you are. Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you certainly going to vote? Probably going to vote? Chances 50-50? Or you will not vote?
I will be there if I have to walk to the polls.
Thank you. And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
I'm not going to answer that.
Thank you. And yes or no?
I told you that a few minutes ago. You should have just skipped that one and put negative.
Sorry, it's just that we're in a recorded line, so I have to read them. You can just say I don't want to answer. I refuse
to
answer.
So I'm being recorded on all of this? Well, did you tell me that when this started?
As far as
you didn't tell me that this was recorded when we started this.
Sir, as far as safety, these are political. These are
safety. Wait. You can't do this, man. I'll take you to court with this if you are recording this. You did not tell me this is being recorded before we started, or you did not tell my wife that.
Okay.
Hold this up, and if this comes out that I know it's been used in any way, form, or fashion,
I wish
I had a button to press right now to record you, and I'm letting you know that, but I'm not.
Well, no problem, sir. There's
you people need to straighten up. You can't record somebody without telling them first. By law, you can't do that. You can twist this around and use it any way you want to against me.
Those are not our intentions, sir. I promise.
What's your name?
My name is Matthew.
Matthew. Write that down, Teresa. Last name also.
Martinez.
Martinez.
Yes, sir.
I think come Monday I'm going to call my local and just see what this is about.
No problem, sir. These are just us. Random service.
If this recording gets used, the best thing you guys can do is erase this and not try to use that against me.
No, that's not our plan, sir. We're not going to use anything against you.
I know it might not be your plan, but I don't have a plan for somebody to sell my phone number to go off over here and do wrong with it either.
No, no.
But they do.
Those are not our intentions. No, sir. Not here, sir. And yes or no?
I will be calling someone a Monday when office is open.
No problem, sir.
My advice to you is to tell some of the people that you're recording before you start, because by law you cannot do that. That's illegal.
Okay. Thank you for that advice.
That will stand up in any court of law.
Okay. Thank you.
If you don't delete every bit of this, like you never called me.
Okay.
So what kind of answer am I going to get?
And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security? Yeah.